Hey, we're going to continue now with Kevin Swanson, wolf, cougar, and bear specialist for the DNR. And we're going to continue talking about this recent ruling for keeping wolves on the endangered species list at the federal level, that is. And first of all, Kevin, thank you again for hanging around with us and giving us your time today. I know you're getting hammered with calls.
Yes, thank you, Adam. Glad to be here.
So let's continue talking here. A couple of things I want to ask you about. First of all, this ruling, in my opinion, was done on a technicality of the interpretation of how wolves were put on the endangered species list. You and I both determined that there is no way with the numbers that are being estimated that the wolf is endangered in any of the three major Great Lakes states.
I agree 100%.
So let's talk a little bit about a second point, and that is the management plans for not only our state here, the one that you helped put together, but Wisconsin and Minnesota. Do you think the appellate court, the federal appellate court, is not agreeing with what those management plans are? I'm just trying to get to the reason behind their decision.
Well, I think that the argument, the basis of the argument is on historic range of gray wolves. So if you look at, let's just look at Michigan. Wolves were native to Michigan, just like black bear. Their range was the entire state, right, pre-settlement. So that's what some of these groups are looking at. They believe that they should be restored to a large proportion of their historic range, and that is just not possible because humans inhabit many of those areas. But in this recent ruling, they've also made sort of a differentiation between historic and current range. So that's really the basis of the argument that from the Humane Society, Center for Biological Diversity, and all these other big organizations is that wolves need to be restored throughout their historic range.
That's ridiculous. Could you imagine people in Barrington Hills in the north suburb of Chicago or in Madison, Wisconsin, or in Minneapolis, St. Paul, dealing with the historic range of wolves being reestablished?
No. No, I could not.
I'm flabbergasted by it. I apologize for cutting you off there. This is obviously an emotional topic. It's probably the most controversial topic that I ever cover on the Outdoor Show. But I guess what I'm going with this, to kind of preempt it, is where is their motivation coming from?
Well, they're preservationists, and you have very renowned scientists that are preservationists when it comes to wolves, such as Dr. Vucetich from Michigan Tech. He flew out to D.C. and was party to or was interviewed by that Senate committee and is not in favor of delisting wolves. So he's attempting to convince these courts and the U.S. Congress not to delist wolves, where we disagree and we think they should be delisted. So you have a lot of world-renowned wolf biologists that do not believe they should be delisted, but I think it's because when it comes to wolves, they become preservationists because wolves are such an iconic animal. They were almost exterminated from Michigan, or they probably were, or there was just a few left back in the early 70s, and then they started showing up again in the 90s, where we could actually detect them here. So people remember that. They remember the mistakes of the past, and there were mistakes. I mean, we shouldn't have eliminated them from the Great Lakes States region or from the Upper Peninsula of Michigan or the Lower Peninsula, but we should have managed them appropriately, and that's what we want to do now. So it's just a preservation mentality, and people are very, very passionate about wolves. I mean, the intrinsic value of wolves, just knowing that they're out there, is very high. You know, the guys that I hunt with at my deer camp south of Ishpeming probably disagree with me on that, but I'm glad we have wolves back in the UP. It makes the UP more wild to have them here.
Yeah.
But we need the ability to manage them as we do with black bear and bobcat and other fur-bearing species.
That are predators as well. So they affect the food chain, there's no doubt. Well, so I actually, you and I are very close to being on the same page. While I may not totally agree with the numbers and maybe even their complete effect, I may not totally agree with the DNR stance on that, I do believe personally that there is a place in the ecosystem and there's a valuable place for wolves if they're managed properly and we're allowed to do that. So I'm not on the extreme of wanting them eradicated again like a lot of people are. However, that being said, I'd like to say this. I personally think that this is actually a political plague. And this is kind of the silver lining, and I know you have other news as well, if we could talk about that. I think that this is actually almost like we're going to placate the Humane Society and those folks on the other side of the fence with this ruling, because there's another one that is potentially coming down the pipe, and all indicators are very good for that. Is that correct?
Well, it sounds like it. So, yeah, that, as far as placating, you know, I don't know. You could be right, Adam, but there is another bill, Senate Bill 1514, if your viewers want to look that up, that was introduced, and it's made it out of committee now. And this is a federal bill, of course. It made it out of committee last week. So it's Senate Bill 1514. They call it the HELP Bill for short, but the wolf advocates call it the War on Wolves Act, as they do with other bills that might delist wolves. So that bill is moving, it seems, but there's been many other federal bills in the past that have not made it through Congress, but I've had calls from the Detroit Free Press and the Detroit News, and there's a lot of people that believe that this particular bill is going to pass both the Senate and the House, and will be signed by President Trump. So let's hope that happens, because it's our last chance right now. I mean, that would remove wolves from the endangered species list in the Great Lakes states, and it would also stop any further judicial review. So it could not be appealed. And I mean, can you imagine how much money has been wasted by these appeal and the flip-flop of wolves being listed and then delisted and then listed again throughout these states in the past 10 or 15 years? The money that's
staggering
and spent on both sides, yeah, it is staggering. And it's not based on science, in my view. You know, others say it is based on science, but I don't believe so.
Kevin, I really appreciate you putting up with me today, asking you these crazy emotional questions.
Oh, you're easier than some people are, Adam.
Well, that's a passionate thing, and like I said, probably the most controversial topic that I do cover. This show is more about getting people excited to get out and do things, not talk politics, and quite frankly, I can't stand politics, and I think that's exactly what's going on here. That's just my personal opinion, so thank you, Kevin. I appreciate it.
Thank you for having me. Have a good day, Adam.
Kevin Swanson, wolf, cougar, and bear specialist for the Department of Natural Resources right here on The Outdoor Show.